me and old John worked the Calgary rodeo. We were hanging around town with nothing to do and nowhere else to go. The cowboys are known for their fun-loving ways, pranks and practical jokes. And I'll never forget the night we impressed a bunch of them Calgary folks. Now just down the hall in the old hotel where me and old John stayed were some school marms. They'd come up from Dallas to party for a couple of days. Now these old gals was fancy dressers, they had wigs and beads and all. So we put on the hair and took off our boots and took it down the hall. Well, you could never tell we were cowboys. We were real looking hippies by heck, with long hair, bare feet, and old t-shirts and beads around her neck. Well shoot, we just had to show someone, so we boogied on down to the lounge. There was cowboys and gents in nice old suits and ladies in long evening gowns. Well, we found us a table and pulled up a chair and lit up them Bull Durham smokes. The smoke filled the air, everyone there thought these hippies was smoking dope. Now Leonard McCravey and old Ronnie Rosin were sitting two tables away, so we did what we thought that hippies would do when we noticed them looking our way. We'd wave our long hair and roll back our eyes and suck on them homemade smokes, say stuff like cool and yeah man wow, we put on one heck of a show. Now Ronnie and Leonard, they'd been there a while, so they weren't feeling much pain, and I reckon they figured they'd have some fun with these two hippie freaks that walked in. Well, the bar got deathly quiet. These cowboys come strolling our way. Those city folks knew it wouldn't be long till the battle got underway. Now Ronnie, he came right over to me and he looked me right square in the eye. He said, "Hey there, boy, what's that stuff you're smoking?" I said, "Here, man, give it a try." Well, that didn't make him too happy. And then when I told him to bug out, he blinked and snorted like a mad Bramer bull and frothed and foamed at the mouth. Just about then I looked at old John and his face had turned a beet red, as Leonard had grabbed him right by the throat with plans to tear off his head. Well, Ronnie reached out with a huge left hand and grabbed a hold of my hair. With his right fist cocked, he said, "Now, boy, you better start saying your prayers." They gave a yank and my wig come off and lay limp there across his hand. A more stupefied look I've never seen on the face of any man. Well, he dropped the thing like a poisonous snake and stared at it there on the floor. And then he looked up at me and saw who I was and laughed and gave out a roar. Well, this story doesn't have any moral. It was just one mighty good gag. But I sigh with relief Ronnie didn't swing first before he pulled off my wig.